Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, all of you out there in radio land. This is Brother Davis standing in for Dr. Youngblood on today, who's away taking care of some family situations right now. We are certainly praying and hoping that God will continue to bless him and his entire family as they face the situation that they are about to try to go through. We understand on today that God said in his holy word that I will never leave you nor forsake you. And we know and understand, amen, that God is a man of his word. His word is truth, and it'll never fail. And we thank God for the opportunity to come before you once again on today, amen, to discuss, amen, the word of God facing, amen, our times. Not only that, the issues, amen, a lot of fake news is going around out there, a lot of other situations that are happening that are misleading people, amen. And we want you to know on today that when you want to know the truth, always consult the word of God, amen, because we cannot trust, amen, in mankind on today. When we put our trust in the arms of flesh, amen, the arms of flesh will fail us every time. But if we lean on Jesus' everlasting arms, amen, he will be right there for us, amen. He will hold us up, and he will not let us fall. Amen. We thank and praise God again, amen, for being able to come before you today. We're going to talk to you from the subject on today, times of instability, amen. Times of instability, amen. We are facing a lot of instability in our, amen, culture on today. All throughout this world, we can see where so many things are happening that we never thought would have happened throughout our entire lifetime. Who would have said, amen, 20 years ago, that we would be facing the thing that we are facing right now? Amen. This COVID disease, amen, that's devastating so many families. So many have lost loved ones. So many are suffering with it right now. We want you to know that it is a very real disease. We are not discounting the fact. But some of the situations that are surrounding, the news that they are putting out there concerning this disease that's causing so much fear in society. People, we don't want you to fear on today, because the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. So trust and believe in today that God will continue to bless you. Amen. Every time you call upon the name of Jesus, amen, he will answer prayer on today. Amen. We'll be coming to you from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Also, we have, amen, some articles that we researched to go along, amen, with the subject, times of instability. Let me say on today, amen, you're welcome to give us a call on today. That number is 904-831-0917. Amen. You can call us, amen, with any input, any questions, anything that you want to ask us on today. We'll do our best, amen, to give you the answer on today, whatever that is, amen. And we hope and pray that we'll be able to help you, amen, with whatever situation you're facing on today. I see we have a call on the dime today. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning, Pastor Davis.
Good morning.
Yes, okay, thank the Lord for today. Thank the Lord that you're able to fit in for Dr. Youngblood. And I appreciate what you're doing. We're here on from yesterday I was listening on Congressman Hill, and I really think that we need to magnify our God. We need to honor him. We need to glorify him. It has really come home to me yesterday. I thought of it. I say we can't do too much, because the world, the so-called church or believers, the world, they are not pulling back to magnify their God.
Imagine, amen.
You can just imagine our president. asking all the embassies around to fly the LGBT flag along with the U.S. flag. You know, that brazen, outright, you know, flying in the face of God and, you know, really showing up our antagonism or revolt against God.
Amen. Amen. So well, thank
really
you so much.
Those of us who are believers need to honor our God. We need to lift up and not really pull back. So my main reason for calling this morning is to offer prayer. It's just as you, I know that you start out the same way. So I'm going to join you in offering prayer openly on the air, magnifying our God, talking to our Creator God, because
Amen.
You know He has the last word and He's in charge. So we just glorify you this morning, Lord. We just praise you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. We realize that we have become a rebellious people. We have turned our backs upon you, Lord. In
yes,
spite
Lord,
of your
yes.
goodness to this country, to America, to Western world, we have revolted. We have turned away. Turned to other gods, forsaken the old path, rebelled against you in such ways, Lord, that is unbelievable. We can, but Lord, this day we are confessing the sins of our people, like Daniel of old. We are here, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we are ashamed of what is going on and where things are. But Lord, we're looking to your eyes around you. Oh my God, we realize that you're doing everything. You're speaking loud and clear.
Yes,
all
thank
around,
you, Jesus.
Oh God. You're doing everything to wake us up, to make us aware of the times into which we live and what is going on. You're doing everything to bring us, see if we can come to our right minds. And, oh God, if you say, if my people who are called by my name,
yes,
oh God, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you would hear from heaven, you would forgive our sins, and you would heal our lands.
Yes,
oh my
yes.
God, we know when you say my people, you're talking to the believers, the church today. And our consolation is that you say, the gates on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. So we know the true church is here. Your children are here. Your true believers are here. Oh, praise God. You say that they have to grow together. Let the wheat and the tears grow, but you will do the separation. And you did tell us that the time of separation, you did tell us that in the time of end, exactly how you tell us the end times would be, this is what we are dealing with today. We're seeing everything just as you said. You are looking at it. You are not guessing. You are not speculating. When I say it would be like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah again, before the time of the end. We can't believe we would come to see a time like this, Lord. Oh, God. And you say just like it was in the
Thank
days
you,
of
God.
Noah
Thank
and
you.
The flood, when every imagination of the earth was evil continually. Lord, we never know we would come to see a day, but we are in it. You told us that the end times would be like that. So, Lord, our eyes are on you. We turn to you. There's suffering all over the land. There's trouble, Lord. We know you're doing everything to wake us up, to get us, oh God. But we are so rebellious.
Yes.
And, oh God, you know, blinded by the powers of darkness, the forces of hell. Oh God, we are in trouble on every side. This virus, whether it be man-made, wherever it come from, Lord, you know everything, but it's a plague. And oh, hallelujah, we know that you have the control. We know this is how, when we rebel against you, we can't expect you will one
Thank
day
you, God. Thank
pour out
you.
Your wrath. And you are preparing of this world, our planet is ready for your judgment, final judgment. We know it's coming to that time when you're going to judge. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
But so we just thank you today, Lord. Thank you. We pray for Pastor Youngblood and his family. Oh, my God. Put them in your hands,
yes,
God.
Yes.
Pray for them at this time when you know, you understand everything. Hallelujah. You have the last word. You are at the control. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gene Jr., who was down with the virus, with whatever. Well, yeah, I think, was so sick. And thank God. Hallelujah. It's a
miracle. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Only you can raise him up. We have, our eyes have been on you. We have been crying out to you. Others of our friends and relatives, Lord, who are down, afflicted with the virus, Lord, we have been crying out to you. You are never tired of hearing our prayers, and you
want to send
out always to pray and not to faint, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching, hallelujah. So you're not tired. You want us to call you. You want us to ask. We are asking, you, Lord, for our friends and loved ones who are afflicted with the virus at this time. Those we are depending on you for a miracle, only you, Lord, only you have the answer. Protecting us day by day, we know our protection, our security is in you. You are the one who is able to protect us from all harms and dangers, and even this virus, our ultimate protection is in you. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for today. And we just commit to this day, this program today, into your hand, O God. Get the glory. Be exalted, hallelujah, because you are King of kings and Lord and Lord, and you rule in the affairs of men. Praise God. We ask everything in the name of our precious Redeemer, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is seated at your right hand in glory, our High Priest, making intercession, ever liveth to make intercession for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for that, Sister Lily. That was a great and a powerful prayer, and we hope and pray that those that are listening were highly uplifted on today. I thank and praise God, amen, because he knows just what we need, amen. If there was ever a time that the church ought to be praying, let me encourage you on today, my friend. Morning, noon, and night, the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing, amen. That means we got to pray, pray, and pray some more. But just know and understand this, amen, that the scripture also lets us know, amen, in Romans chapter 8, amen, verse number 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, this is the Apostle Paul saying, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. God loves us on today. And just know and understand that in spite of the time that we are facing, because 2 Timothy chapter 3 told us, amen, in verse, amen, number 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. That means dark, devastating, destructive, just all kind of different things are going to be happening. As I foresaid at the beginning of the broadcast, that we never thought that we'd be able to see in our lifetime. Because America has always been a country that enjoyed its freedoms, amen. Now freedoms are being restricted. Amen. They're persecuting Christians. Amen. They're closing down the churches. They're putting limits on this and limits on that. They're calling right wrong and wrong right. But we have to, amen, take confidence and trust, amen, in the word of God. Because God said, amen, he will be right there to see us through. Amen. And let me say this before I forget. I want to say good morning, amen, to my bride of 35 years. My grandchildren are listening on today. All of my friends and church family, everyone that I asked to tune in on this morning, I plan to try to do this to the best of my ability, amen. I never had to do it by myself before, amen. I'm so used to Dr. Youngblood sitting by my side. But I thank and praise God, amen, for the opportunity. I'm going to do it to the best of the ability that God provides me with, amen. And let me go on to say at this time, amen, this program is sponsored by Tools for Time, amen, the best in lawn care, amen, mower and equipment packages, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road at the corner of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road. And I always hear Dr. Youngblood say, look for Old Glory. That's the American flag flying at the top of the staff. And at the bottom of that pole, you will find, amen, Tools for Time, the best, the most trusted name in lawn care equipment on today. They have blowers, hedge trimmers, lawn equipment, amen, top name brands, Exmark, Gravely, Echo, Honda, many other brands, amen. So give them a call on today, amen, 904-260-8744. They may be able to help you on today with what you need in the area of lawn care. Getting back, amen, over to our subject for today, times of instability, amen. I have an article here that says, amen, a hospital finds an unlikely group opposing vaccination. It's workers, amen. This was written, amen, in New York It says here, their movement started discreetly, just like a handful of people communicating on encrypted apps like WhatsApp and Signal. But in just days, it had ballooned tenfold. And within 2 weeks, it had turned into a full-blown public protest, with people waving picket signs to denounce efforts to push them to receive coronavirus vaccines. Let me remind you, amen, we all, amen, were born, amen, with the God-given right to make a choice. And I feel like we all, amen, still should have that right to make a choice. Now, if you have taken the vaccine, amen, I'm not, amen, putting down on you on today. Amen. But I hope and pray that before you did it, amen, you consulted God and let him guide you into what you should be doing. But just know and understand, amen, I don't think nobody has the right to force you to take something that they don't even know what the outcome is going to be. It goes on to say, but these were not just any vaccine resistors. They were nurses, medical technicians, infection control officers, and other staff who work at a hospital in Staten Island, which had the highest rate of COVID-19 infection of any borough in New York City. Outside Staten Island Hospital, University last week, as passing cars and fire trucks honked supportively, employees chanted, "I am not a lab rat." Know and understand on today, people, you pose a danger to your own health by taking something that you have, amen, no information on. Anytime you get ready, amen, to partake of something, research the situation first. Get all the vital information you need about that situation first before you decide to make, amen, a decision. And that way you can make an informed decision. So, amen, if you do something, amen, that might end up having adverse reactions or something, amen, that was an unwelcome outcome, amen, you will know, amen, what you need to do in order to get yourself straightened out from that situation. So just know and understand, we all today, we are none lab rats, amen. We have, amen, the power of choice. So pray and ask God, amen, to lead you in the right direction. Here's another article that says, another governor dictates, get the jab or lose your job. This is what it's coming down to on today. The government wants to have the ability to tell you, you either take the vaccine or risk the chance of losing your job and putting your family in jeopardy. And I'm mighty afraid on today, those that are not anchored in Jesus will end up making the wrong choice and deciding that they need the vaccine more than they need God. But just know and understand on today, people, make sure that you make the right choice. Consult God and ask him to lead you in the way that you need to go. It says here, this is by Dr. Laurie Roth. Amen. This is a medical doctor. It says, this week, my liberal Trump-hating governor, Jay Inslee, put out an executive order mandating that all state workers in Washington must get the COVID-19 vaccine in just a few weeks or they will lose their job. Our economy is already struggling from the insane lockdowns that crushed thousands of businesses throughout our state. Some will never recover. And I can tell you that I have seen it in this area right where I'm living right now. Businesses have closed. Restaurants have closed. Many people are out of jobs. Why? Due to the government lockdown that was probably unnecessary because there were many other countries that also experienced COVID-19 and they never locked down one day. Yet they continue to thrive in their economy. But our government is telling us, amen, we need to lock down. So just know and understand, amen, they're leading us in the wrong way. It went on a little bit further to say, you may remember the many months of the Antifa party with all their terrorist friends attacking random motorists, burning businesses to the ground, taking over several blocks of downtown Seattle, and essentially running the city. Governor Inslee did nothing but watch. While police were thrown out of their own places of work, Inslee just watched some more. Perhaps he roasted hot dogs as he watched parts of the historical city burn. And I can say more and more on that because I know some other states that did the same thing. In spite of all the violence that was going on, all the businesses that got burnt to the ground, all the people walking out in the street and protesting, they did nothing. They just stood to the side and they just let these people do what they wanted to do. And know and understand, we are still suffering the effects of that in some cities on today. They have never recovered. Went on a little bit further to say, now Inslee attempting to enhance his legacy is ordering a known dangerous experimental vaccine on all his state workers. With his authoritarian edict, the governor is thinking he will be a leading movie star in the vaccine world. In fact, it says here, he is already starring in the movie Governors Who Sell Out, Sleep Around, and Fail. We are all watching now. This movie on the sellout factor also stars his buddies, Andrew Cuomo and Gavin Newsom, who is being recalled. And I let me remind you on today, man, in those various states where these people hold office right now, they are being challenged. And I hope and pray that God will move on today to put the right person in place to help the people in those areas to do it the way that God wants us to do it on today. And that's based on his word. Went on a little bit further to say, using his beloved executive power. You know, some of them take executive power to think that that makes it a law, but it doesn't. But it says here, Inslee is forcing all state workers to take the vaccine that is killing untold thousands of people already. What does the governor not read through the mountains of data from whistleblowers and doctors exposing the suffering and deaths at the hands of these vaccines? Are they not seeing the numbers that are out there? Now, let me tell you something. Fox News might not tell you. CBS News might not tell you. Many other the fake news outlets might not tell you. But there are sources out there where you can go to find out the truth about what's going on in this world concerning the coronavirus vaccine. Know and understand again on today, don't take this vaccine if you are not informed. Get the information you need so you can make an informed decision. Amen. Here's another article that says Harris laughs at the shutdown questions as she says Afghanistan is her highest priority. Talking about Kamala Harris on today. I don't know of many times that she has shown the true properties of being a good leader. And I know and understand some people might say, well, maybe she hadn't had the opportunity. She's just the vice president. The vice president doesn't do so much. But the vice president is supposed to be there to support the president. And so far, we have seen zero action out of this young lady when it comes down to doing anything that's constructive. It says here, Vice President Kamala Harris chuckled at and cut off a reporter to say that Afghanistan is the administration's top priority. I will go on to say to myself, to all of you that are listening, to me, when I saw the pullout in Afghanistan on last week, I thought about what an insult that was to American society, not just to American society, but also the military people, our armed forces people who were over there trying to get a job done. It made it look like that they were cutting and running like a bunch of cowards. Listen, this man, Sleepy Joe Biden, has not shown the true leadership qualities that a president should be showing. No one in this world should want to have a person like that in a position of authority to where he might end up making a decision that will be detrimental to this country. So know and understand, we are at a serious point, perilous times, like the scripture said, perilous times are here. Here's another article that said, this is a young man who served in the Marine Corps. He said, I served in Afghanistan as a U.S. Marine twice. Here's the truth in two sentences. This is what he says. What we are seeing in Afghanistan right now shouldn't shock you. It only seems that way because our institutions are steeped in systematic dishonesty. It doesn't require a dissertation to explain what you are seeing. Just two sentences. And listen, number one, this is what he said. For 20 years, politicians, elites, and D.C. military leaders lied to us about Afghanistan. How about that? They misled us for 20 years. And he listed these people in classes, politicians, the elite in Washington, D.C., and military leaders lied to us about Afghanistan. Number two, this is the next thing he had to say. What happened last week was inevitable, and anyone saying different is lying to you. He said, I know because I was there twice. On special operations task forces, I learned Pashto as a U.S. Marine captain and spoke to everyone I could there. Everyday people, elites, allies, and yes, even the Taliban. The truth is that the Afghan National Society, National Security Forces was a jobs program for Afghans propped up by U.S. taxpayer dollars. A military jobs program populated by non-military people or paper forces. Listen at what he called it. Paper forces. That means those were people that were just standing there, probably didn't even have weapons in their hands to fight with. He said paper forces that didn't really exist. And a bevy of elites grabbing what they could when they could. You probably didn't know that, but he said that's the point. And it wasn't just in Afghanistan. They also lied about Iraq. How about that? I led a team of Marines training Iraqi security forces to defend their country. When I arrived, I received a stoplight chart on their supposed capabilities in dozens of missions and responsibilities. Green meant they were good. Yellow was needed improvement. Red said they couldn't do it at all. So just like a red light, red, yellow, and green, all three of those colors meant something. He said, I was delighted to see how far along they were on paper until I actually began working with them. I attempted to adjust the charts to reflect reality and was quickly shut down. The ratings could not go down. That was the deal. It was the kind of lie that kept the war going. And I won't go on to read a whole lot more because I have pages and pages of information set right here before me that I have researched with the topics as they happened. But I just want you to know the lies, the times of instability, the untruths that are out there that are causing us to be where we at. Fear has gripped society and gripped the church in proportionate numbers that I have never seen before in my life. And let me tell you something, people, if you are a child of God on today and you know what his word says, fear and faith don't occupy the same space at the same time. Either you're going to be faithful or you're going to be fearful. And if you are serving the living God, who is the true, most powerful God that ever existed, besides him, there is no other. We got to know and understand if we put our faith, hope, and trust in God's hands, then we know that everything is going to be all right. Amen. But I do want to say on today, along with that, when we go to the scripture, I have 2 Peter chapter 2, and I want to share this with you in these last 2 minutes, and then we're going to take a break for the news. 2 Peter 2 and 14 says, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin. Does that sound like society on the day? The people that we are living under, those that are in leadership, that sound just like them. Says, beguiling unstable souls and heart that they have exercised with covetous practices, and it calls them cursed children. People, let me tell you something on today. Put your faith, hope, and trust in God. We cannot trust the leadership on today. The only way that we're going to be able to make it, amen, as a group of people, those that are chosen, called out by God on today, we have to walk, amen, by faith and not by sight, knowing that God is going to lead us in the right direction because God only knows where he's going, and he will not lead us down a dead-end road. Amen. We're going to take a break right now for the top of the hour news. Hang in there and come back and join us after the break.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.